On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. Dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Authorities in Baltimore say six missing construction workers who were on an interstate bridge that collapsed yesterday are presumed to have died. Officials are now searching for their bodies. Meanwhile, marine traffic around the port of Baltimore is at a standstill. The bridge collapse has blocked ships from entering or leaving the port. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the disaster is expected to disrupt shipping and supply chains.
The Port of Baltimore is the largest for handling cars, light trucks, and trailers. It's designed so the vehicles can roll on and roll off the ships. Not every port in the U.S. can do that. So carmakers will have to divert to other East Coast ports. Shipments of coal and sugar will also be affected, as will warehousing and trucking operations around Baltimore. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge is not expected to have a significant impact on global shipping, which is already under pressure from attacks by militants in the Red Sea and a drought in Panama, which has snarled traffic at the Panama Canal. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in a case that threatens the use of telemedicine for abortion care. From member station WESA in Pittsburgh, Sarah Bowden reports the case has implications for abortion access in places where the procedure is legal.
At issue is the medication mifepristone, which clinicians prescribe to end pregnancies. Abortion rights foes want to restrict use of the drug in several ways, including an end to using telemedicine and a return to the pre-COVID-19 policy that mandates in-person dispensing. Dr. Sarah Horvath of Penn State's College of Medicine says that will limit abortion access for marginalized patients.
Folks who don't have the time to take off work, who don't have the gas money to travel, are going to feel the consequences more than people who have better access, who have more resources.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling this summer. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden in Pittsburgh.
Israel's defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin yesterday in Washington. The U.S. has been urging Israel against mounting a major military push in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. NPR's Tom Bowman tells us the U.S. Defense Secretary realizes that Israel is seeking Hamas militants in southern Gaza.
The message that Lloyd Austin sent was the U.S. doesn't want to see a full-scale operation, one that would endanger the estimated 1 million Palestinian civilians there. The U.S. is pressing for alternatives, as we heard from a senior defense official, more precise targeted operations rather than the use of massive airstrikes we've seen earlier in the operation against targets in the north.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. On Wall Street and pre-market trading, stock futures are higher. This is NPR. Reuters News Service says that the head of Russia's Federal Security Agency is now blaming the United States and the West for last Friday's terrorist attack on a concert hall near Moscow. The attack killed nearly 140 people and injured scores of others. The U.S. says an ISIS affiliate group did that. ISIS has also claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin admits Islamist radicals were behind the terror attack, but Putin has also indicated Ukraine is responsible. Ukraine denies this. A group of researchers is proposing how to reduce the risk of future pandemics. Ari Daniel reports that includes working to prevent viruses from spilling over from animals into people.
Across the globe, humans and wildlife are bumping into each other more often, largely due to habitat destruction and road building. This creates more opportunities for animal pathogens to find their way into people. A team of researchers has recommendations to stop such spillovers. First, protect where animals eat and congregate.
It means they're less likely to be stressed and therefore more likely to be able to maintain a strong immune system and keep viruses in check.
Raina Plowright is an infectious disease ecologist at Cornell University. And second, she says, identify people at risk of spillover and give them protective gear and training to avoid getting sick, all to stop pandemics before they even start. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
There was one winning ticket for last night's Mega Millions lottery. It was sold in New Jersey. The jackpot is more than $1 billion. It's NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stamps.com. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.